RCL Mobile.
2RCL, KO4, HKX here. This is Patrick on this end.
So what's going on, Patrick? How you doing today? This is Russell.
I'm good, Russell. How about yourself?
Now that I'm done working for the day, I'm doing pretty good.
I'm making the trip up the mountain. Started heading that way just now.
I'm leaving over here at Holly Springs and heading back toward Tiggerville.
Locust Hill now, so, or 290. I'll be passing that way here shortly.
So if you make it to Mountain View Elementary School before I do, you beat me there. Because that'd be home base for me, right down the street from there.
I beat you because I just left Sandy Flat.
You got me by a little bit. I hadn't even made it to Jordan Road yet.
Long before I am, I got at least an hour to an hour and 10 minutes ahead of me.
That would sound like you're going further north than the state line.
I'm going to Bavard.
Hey, you make that trek every day?
I make it 4 days a week, but I usually make it 5 when the pandemic getting going on.
Question would be is, do you enjoy your job?
The guy I work for, he's kind of hard to get along with, but seeing how I work for myself, there's not much I can do about it.
I know the feeling. My boss is pretty well a slave driver. He actually let me off a few minutes early today, but, you know, if you like what you're doing, I've always said, if you enjoy it and you're happy doing it, it don't matter how far you got to drive or what you got to do to get it done, because you're going to enjoy it in the long run.
I do, it does turn into some long days sometimes, but overall, I enjoy it.
Definitely relate to the long days. I spent 27 years in emergency services and finally hung that helmet up in 2019, and now I basically work for myself, so I don't know what the weather's going to do tomorrow. If it's going to be storming, I'm going to stay at home.
Supposed to be storming tomorrow is what they're saying, but you never know. One day to the next. What are you doing now? I think I heard you say you were building decks or something like that.
Pick up a couple of little odd jobs and stuff here and there. When I actually retired from the fire department, we had planned on traveling and doing some seasonal work. I went up to Alaska that first season and drove a tour bus up there and had a blast doing it and made good money. And was going to take the rest of the year off, and I guess it worked out pretty good because COVID hit about March of 2020, and we would have been leaving out about then to go back up there, and looked like everything was going to get put on hold, so the cruise ships got shut down, so there wasn't any jobs up there to be had, so I stayed here and just kind of started picking up little odds and end handyman jobs, and I picked up this little job over here in Inman, and this turned out to be a major project, and I'm enjoying it. I like starting it from scratch and building the whole thing up and finishing it out.
It's nice to step back at the end of the day and say, look at what I got done.
Happy today. I got my insulation in and got my lights put in, and I was able to walk over and flip the switch, and I had light inside of the building. I didn't want to have to open my eyes up wide open to be able to see anything.
Hearing you talk to somebody else about DMR also one day, or was it me and you talking about it?
It may have been me and you. We've talked about it, and I'm glad you said that, because I've got a Anytone 878 radio, and I've been taking it with me to work, and I actually left it sitting in the building on, so if I don't turn around and go back and get it, I'm sure it'll be talking all night long.
Here, the battery will handle it.
So far, I've had it about a week and a half now, and I've talked on it some during the day and had it on pretty much all day, and by the time I get home, it's only dropped about one bar, so I really can't complain. It's a 3100 milliamp hour battery, lithium. It don't take that long to recharge it in the desk charger, and then once it's charged up, it does. It seems to hold up and do pretty good.
Ain't out in traffic. Got an old 25 here off of 290, and that's a little dangerous.
That intersection and the red light you are fixing to come to very well. I worked that area for 27 years.
When you come through here every time.
No doubt. I remember when there was no red light. It was just a stop sign there at 414 and 25. You was rolling the dice every time you tried to get out on the road there.
Well, that 878 Anytone is what I've been looking at through Bridgecom. I don't know if that's where you got yours or not.
I actually did. I got it through Bridgecom Systems, and I bought it and their Bridgecom lapel mic with it. If I spend any time working with a friend of mine that's got a grading company, I'm usually driving his Peterbilt, and I'll clip it in the truck, and that way I can talk on it with the mic and not have to pick the radio up. Just keep it clipped on the seatbelt there. But so far, I mean, the radio's done really well. Bridgecom set me up with a passcode to be able to do their little academy thing, and it actually walks you through a lot of the DMR, tells you where to pick up the contact list, where to pick up the repeater list and stuff to be able to program it for DMR.
Something on their website, it says that they'll do they offer programming, the code plug, where they'll put it in for you also. Is that something you got done, or is that still available?
I'm guessing it's still available. I didn't have it done. I wasn't aware that they would do that. And when I got mine, as soon as I got it in, I pretty much done an unboxing video on it for YouTube, and then sat down and started playing around with it. And it didn't seem that hard to program after I watched their video.
Because that's what everybody complains about, is programming it.
To RCL. Yeah. I got my experience programming on Motorola Moto Turbo radios, so that's where I first delved into programming, and then after that I picked up a Beifong UV5R Plus and started programming with it, and I got to where I could program it from the keypad and stuff. So I think if you've got a general concept of programming, you can do it. What I noticed about DMR is it does have a few different features. Like, it doesn't have a PL tone or a CTS code. It actually uses a color code of like 1 through 7. But just about any repeater you look up around here, it tells you the color code, and you can just program them right in.
Now, I was looking around a little bit. I've been trying to do some research on it. I've been trying to figure out if I want to go that route with it, and I've been looking at the Anytone 878 and with the SkyBridge, so it's got the hotspot with it.
I roger that. I didn't get the SkyBridge. I've actually been sitting down and doing a little bit of research for the PiStar, building it out of the Raspberry Pi with the, I think it's MDDCM controller that you can set up. And what I've priced out thus far, it looks like you can buy all the parts for about $65 or so and build one.
Maybe I have to look into that, because the radio and hotspot is like $660 or something like that, I believe it was.
Sounds about right. I got the UV, not the UV Plus. I really didn't have a use for the Bluetooth. We got one vehicle, and the Bluetooth in it is not that great. So for me, it was just fine to have the standard radio, but I got it and the mic, and I think it was $238 plus tax with free shipping. So if you do that, and then if you build one of the little PiStar units, you know, you can probably get out for $300,
$325. Under that, I drive a tool truck most of the time. Right now, my tool truck got totaled, and I'm down to my Excursion in a trailer, so trying to keep my hands free is a plus.
That. Now, the Bluetooth unit has that push-to-talk button, and once you sync everything, and I've seen some people complain about the Bluetooth not syncing, but once you get everything synced up with, like, your audio system in your vehicle, you can strap that button onto the steering wheel and just mash it, and you'll be able to talk straight through the microphone on your Bluetooth.
I've understood out of it, so that's what I was wondering for sure if you knew, but you said you didn't get the Plus, so you didn't get the Bluetooth.
I didn't, but I did watch several videos and read a bunch of reviews and articles and stuff on it before I did purchase it. Stand by one. I'm going to jump out of the car, run, grab that radio, and I'll be back on in just a second.
2RCL Mobile. Patrick, you still there?
HKX. Yeah, Russell, I'm still here.
Brad, I am back underway now.
878, are you running an external antenna when you got it in the truck?
I'm not. The one I've got in the car is the Anytone 778 UV dual band. I'm running it with a little Liard quarter wave on the roof.
Pretty good. I'm running a little IDU 5108 with a little diamond 2x4 with the MERS ad for the antenna.
Sounds really good. You're nice and clear, so you're getting into the repeater at 100%.
I'm up the mountain right now, so I ought to be fairly close to it.
Too hard to hit then.
Believe it or not, there's one spot up here where it'll get scratchy for a good ways. When I come around that mountain here to go back over to Bavard, it'll get scratchy for a couple of miles, and I can barely even hear anybody talking on it.
Almost makes you wonder if the antenna and everything's on this side of Caesar's Head and there's something blocking it between here and there. It's just not getting down on that side.
Something in between us, so that's more than likely what it is, but I'm not sure.
Possibility for sure.
Like playing with DMR other than the radio itself. What about the rest of it?
So far, I've heard a couple of people on it, but I haven't been able to make a contact on it yet, but I haven't spent a tremendous amount of time. Usually I try it like in the mornings if I'm in the car on the way over here, or maybe in the afternoons I may try it, but I hadn't really had enough time to sit down and really delve into it and play with it. And, you know, there again, I'm not 100% sure I've got it programmed right. I'm still learning as I go, and I've got to go back into the code plug and look at it again.
Curious, because like I said the other day, it's hard to get any information out of anybody when you can't get face-to-face with them. I mean, you get a little bit over the radio, but there's nothing like being face-to-face, and they can show you what's going on.
Yeah, I understand that for sure. I've got just basically, I've only got about 6 channels programmed into it right now. If you do decide to get it, and I've got the code plug squared away, I can drop it into Google Drive or something like that, and you can pull it and load it into the radio and then read it off or load it into the programming software and look at it, and it'll kind of give you a guide through on how to get the stuff set up.
Most of that, it was real scratchy. I don't know if it's me or you, because I'm getting close to my spot that I was telling you about.
It could be either or. I'm just now getting on the Jordan Road.
I'll go ahead and say 7-3's right here, so and I'll holler at you again when I get to the other side of it, if you're still around. But I appreciate all the information. Enjoyed the conversation. KO4HKX cleared.
Sounds good. I enjoyed it too. 73, this is K2RCL, and I am clear.